Hello, hello, everybody. It's Trevor alongside my creative wife, Eva.
Bonjour.
Bienvenidos to episode 6 of Trevor and Eva Save the World, a weekly podcast where Eva and I chat about entertainment and interesting news, finishing up with some audience advice. You too can be part of the show by simply emailing us your comments, questions, and concerns to advice@trevorandeva.com. If you like that, please feel free to subscribe or to follow us on your favorite podcast service, or leave us a thumbs up or a 5-star review. But enough of that. On to the show. What do you want to talk about first this week, Eva?
So this weekend we had 2 cooking classes. Yay! We went to Sur la table. We booked 2 classes online. We booked 1 for Saturday and 1 for Sunday.
Yeah, you came home on Friday, and I was just sitting there working, and then you were like, Trevor, come here, pick a class.
Yeah. Well, because we didn't have any plans this weekend, and there are not that many movies out that we wanted to see anyway.
Yeah. And we looked at the options that there were for which classes we could pick, and I was really interested in a more Italian ricotta-based class. And yeah. Ava liked the French class, so we decided, let's do both.
Yeah, so the class I picked, it was called Summer French Bistro. And it was ratatouille with chicken, a goat cheese tart, and the souffle. Yeah. Well, we had like grilled asparagus and all of those things, but it was fun. And then for your class, it was a ricotta workshop.
Yeah, so it was raviolis and ricotta ice cream.
Yeah. The ice cream was interesting.
Yeah. And it was cool. We've never been to, like, a cooking class before. I don't know if you've been to one without me, have you?
Mm-mm.
No, I've never been to any others either. Except for, like, in middle school, we had a cooking class.
And my mom's kitchen cooking class.
But yeah, so it was interesting. I had never been to one of these cooking classes before. We were kind of expecting it to be more like we all prepare our own dishes.
Yeah.
This was more of like a team effort where everybody that signed up for the class, they got to participate, but you didn't get to do all the steps.
Mm-mm.
So it was more like we watched the teacher do something and then one or two people get to help out with each step.
Yeah, that was the only disappointing part for me because not each of us had like ingredients and get to do everything. At least, well, the one for Saturday was very crowded. We were like 10 people. But the one for today, for Sunday, we were only 5 people.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to do way more than yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. We got to all make our own raviolis because we could just break into 2 teams. Because it was just 2 groups, us 2 and then a group of 3 girls that were there.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was really fun. They definitely, like after you're taking the class, they want to make you buy a bunch of things. Because obviously, they use, like, a lot of kitchen equipments.
Yeah.
So, they give you a recipe thing, and then they give you, like, so you need all of these.
A list of equipment that it's, like, you need 50 things.
Yeah, I'm trying to, sorry, have the paper noise. Yeah, it's more than 50. It's, like, almost like 80 things that you need to.
You need to buy a professional kitchen.
Yeah, can I just buy the kitchen? But yeah, it was really fun. I liked it. I liked making the raviolis today, and I think yesterday. Well, yesterday after the class, because our class yesterday was around 4 p.m., so we finished the class. It takes about 2.5 hours total. So we got home, and then I cooked more. Ratatouille.
Because it's French, so you don't pronounce the L's.
Ralalulu.
Ratatouille.
What?
Ratatouille.
Okay.
Perfect.
I made more for our lunches this week.
When are you gonna make more souffle?
I didn't make the souffle. Actually, I didn't pay attention how you make the souffle.
Oh, it's pretty easy. It's just like you make meringue.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like whipping the egg whites and then putting like sugar and raspberry stuff in it.
Oh, And then you bake it.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. It was okay. I mean,
it was yummy. I mean, it tasted raspberry lemony.
Yeah.
That's what they were going for.
Yeah. Oh, and then today's recipe dessert also raspberry lemony. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, as the sauce on the ice cream.
Yeah. The ice cream was interesting. I would make it less fatty because you can taste the fat. And supposed to be ricotta. But I think it's because she used like whole milk. Like you can probably make almond milk ricotta.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really sure the rules about ricotta.
Well, because like ricotta is supposed to be a healthy cheese. Like when you're on a diet, which I know about, they always tell you like what kind of, like when you ask what kind of cheese can I eat, and they're like mozzarella cheese or ricotta.
I'm not sure if you can do an almond milk ricotta though.
I feel like you can. You can make everything nowadays.
I don't think so, because isn't it like the...
Well, because you were saying something like the protein breaks down, but I don't know. I feel like
you can... But I think it's like made of like the fat in the animal milk. I don't know if you can do that with the almonds.
Almonds have fat.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's the same. It's like a
plant. Is this a challenge?
I mean,
next week I'm gonna tell everybody that I make ricotta with almond milk.
Okay, I mean, I didn't know anything about ricotta cheese before today.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you could make it like that.
I know, it was so easy.
Yeah, she showed us, we did it in class, that you just, like, boil milk, and then you throw in, like, buttermilk, and then you strain it after you stir it.
Yeah, it starts breaking down once it starts boiling, and, yeah, you strain it, and that's
it. It was pretty crazy.
Then you add salt or whatever herbs you want to add to it.
And I had no idea you could make ice cream out of it. I never would have even thought of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as... the texture is pretty interesting, I would say.
Yeah, it's very grainy.
Yeah.
You can like, feel tons of, like, little pieces of ricotta. It's not, like, smooth and creamy. It's grainy. But it's good. It tastes good.
Yeah.
But it might have also been the raspberry sauce.
I'm eating it. I'm eating cereal.
Eating what was called crunchy cinnamon squares from Whole Foods while we're podcasting.
Yeah. Will you recommend cooking classes?
I think it's fun. It's a nice little date night. I guess it depends on what you're interested in cooking.
Yeah, and they have a lot. Like
they
yesterday,
had a big variety, yeah.
Yeah, like yesterday, I think they had three more classes. Another class after ours, which was Thai food, pot Thai. And then they had like pizza in the day, and then you can bring your kids. I thought it was good. I just don't like the fact that it's not like personalized classes. And they're kind of rushing you because there is a class like... right after yours finished. Like, they should give them some time for them to, like, prep the kitchen again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at the end, you almost feel like you're being kicked out. Like, they don't tell you, like, okay, time to go. But you're like, okay, well, they're, like, getting ready for the next class.
Yeah, yeah. As you're eating, like, you finish using one dish or one piece of silverware. They're like, okay, I'm taking that so I can go clean it.
Yeah.
So they can get everything ready quick.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it was really fun and interesting. Like, obviously, we learned a lot about ricotta today.
I'm making pasta because we made the pasta dough from scratch.
Yeah, we made ravioli pasta dough from scratch and made those raviolis.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty interesting.
It was so easy, too.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, what was the hardest thing? The most difficult one? Nothing was difficult for us.
I don't know. I think like the pasta was the hardest.
I mean, it took the longest, I guess. But
yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty.
But
yummy.
It was also.
I think
it was fun.
I think I put too much pepper in my salsa.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I can taste it.
Yeah, I definitely had some bites in there where it was like, oh, there's all the pepper.
I like pepper, but yeah, I think that pepper is stronger than the pepper I use. So here and just like shh. It's fine. Theirs was just like choo-choo, and it was super peppery. But...
I really like the goat cheese tart.
Oh, that one was kind of hard to make.
Yeah. I usually don't even like goat cheese, but I really liked what we
It's because they had a lot of eggs. You know, like, that one had, like, a million, billion, triply onions. Onions.
Yeah.
Like, it has, like...
The whole bottom layer was onions.
Like, it was so many onions, and I hate onions. And I, when I ate it, I'm like, it's not that bad. Maybe with, like, all the flavors of the cheese and the tomatoes and the eggs. The eggs was fine, but... When I saw her putting all the onion layer on the tart, I was like, oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lady that she's like, oh, no, the tart has tomato. I hate tomatoes. And it's like, don't you read the recipe before you go to the class?
And then there was another lady that was like,
oh cheese intolerant.
Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant. So don't put any cheese on my corner
of the tart. And the chef is like, well, it's cheese. It's going to melt. Like, it's going to melt together. Because then she was asking her, like, what can I do instead of cheese? And then she's like, it would just be a kitsch.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot tell you what to do with it. Like, the whole purpose of the recipe is goat cheese.
It's called the goat cheese tart.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she was...
Without the goat cheese, it's a...
Yeah, the chef was a little sassy, but I think she's like, well, what do you want me to tell you? Like, you have to change the whole recipe.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't bad. It was good. I like it. I think we can definitely maybe do it, like, every 2 months.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Get to learn something new.
Yeah.
I specifically, like, the French one that we did yesterday, it was fun. It was nice, but I definitely like today's better because I felt like I was learning more.
Because
yesterday, I felt like we were kind of going through, like, basics. Where she was like, okay, this is how you heat the oil in the pan and it's ready when you see it, like, shimmering. And this is how you hold the knife and chop. And I was...
But it's still good. I didn't know. I've been holding the knife my whole life wrong. I didn't know that. So...
Yeah, but I also think it's more interesting to get into, like, the details of, like, how you make the pasta. You can do this with ricotta. This is how you make ricotta. I don't know. I thought that was cooler.
Well, it was called a ricotta workshop, babe.
So we need to find more like that.
Okay.
Something that I don't know about that we can do workshops for.
Yeah.
They had a whole class about knife skills, right?
Oh, yeah. And one about Julia.
Julia Child.
Yeah. Which is a movie.
Yeah.
We saw that movie.
Julie and Julia.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
Yeah, it's fun.
I don't really like chef movies, but that one was good.
I actually thought that it was Meryl Streep, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought her performance was weird, but I don't know if...
But maybe that's how the lady is.
I don't know if Julia Child is just weird.
Yeah.
Because it seems like she is.
Yeah, I mean, she probably was trying to.
She was the one that was always like, hello!
Oh, hello! Yes. And she wore pearls all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But, yeah. It was fun. We get to learn new skills, and hopefully we can invite people over so I can make more yummies.
Yeah, and we can teach classes and charge your friends to learn from us now.
Ah.
Now that we're trained.
Interesting.
And we can take... what we have learned to your show, Ava's Table.
Interesting. Although I need a kitchen the size of the one we were at today.
And camera setup.
More than the size, the lighting. Because it had a really good lighting.
Yeah.
It was all windows, so. Yeah. One day.
It's kind of cool. That's like their whole marketing is just like people walking by seeing people taking their cooking classes.
Yeah.
It's a good idea to have it all window.
If you're having fun. What if you're walking by and, like, the blender explode and people like,
that looks fun. I'd want to do that class,
or like
with the blender exploding.
Today's people that were with us that were a little, like, grumpy faces.
Yeah, they were a little boring, but...
Yeah.
That's part of the lottery that you can't really control.
Yeah.
That and, like, who the teacher is.
Yeah.
Like, our teacher yesterday for the French class was definitely more... I don't know, she was funnier and louder.
She was more sarcastic.
And you could tell she was more experienced at teaching, where the girl we had today, I think she was brand new, and she was kind of soft-spoken, and
Yeah.
But she was still very knowledgeable and super nice.
Yeah, she was really nice. Because when we came back, like, the table was served and everything. Like, she prepared the table for us.
Yeah, and I think it's probably good that we had a class of only 5 for her first class.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she could have handled how many people we had
yesterday. Yeah, she just talked very quiet. I mean, I personally speak very quiet, so I see... Now I see how people have to struggle to listen to me.
Yeah.
Like, she was quiet.
She even said at one point, it's hard to talk to everybody at once. And there was only 5 of us.
Well, we were also like sizzling and like frying that pancetta meat. Yeah. Like there were a lot of noises going on.
Yeah, but the lady from yesterday, she was just like talking to the whole room. Really
yeah,
easily.
She didn't care.
Yeah, she was very loud, but in a good way.
Yeah. Well, she was from Michigan. I don't know if that people in Michigan is loud.
No.
No? They're quiet?
They're not quiet, but they're normal.
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
I live right across the lake from them.
Well, yeah.
They're like me.
They're very quiet.
I guess. Am I quiet?
I mean, like, you don't talk too much.
But when I talk, I don't talk.
Like, today we arrived to the cooking class and you didn't say hello to anybody.
Well, yeah, because they looked like they were sad.
Yeah, but you still like have to say hello. It's like when you get into an elevator with people and like people is like, and you're like, hello, good morning, and people's like,
yeah,
like I didn't sleep with you, I didn't wake up with you to say good morning. Like you don't know me, you have to say good morning back.
Yeah, I don't know, when I get in those situations, I like talking to people in public or just like passing by each other in our lives. I always think of that like...
It's just being courteous.
I don't want to like bother them as they're going about their day.
It's just being courteous and respectful. I mean, we have seen people that is like... I think it's actually like the other extreme that you kind of like... You barely look at them and then like they see that you're looking at you. They're like, hi! Like very excited saying hi and then you're like... Are they saying hello to me? Because I don't even know this person.
Yeah.
I think we had that with, like, one of our neighbors.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely
And I'm like, wow, he must be really excited to say hello. But, like, I think meeting in the middle is good. Like, somebody says good morning, you have to say good morning back. Even, like, people that I know speak Spanish, and then I say good morning, and they're like... Like, they pretend they don't know Spanish, and it's like, oh, okay, sure. So then you say it in English, still, like, don't say anything, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody rude. Ever says, like, hello or good morning to me, I'll reply.
So rude. Yeah.
I'm just, I don't go out of my way to say hello to strangers.
Yeah, but I feel like people should be that way.
No, I agree. I think it's nice.
Yeah.
To be a little bit more friendly with everyone.
Yeah. I mean, you might make somebody's day by being nice, but if somebody's trying to kill themselves that day because they're like, everybody hates me, nobody ever talks to me, and then you one day be like, hello, good morning, how are you? And they're like, oh, they say good morning to me.
Yeah.
People can see me.
I've definitely
I'm not
had
invisible
some,
anymore.
I've had some times where like I talk to
they
somebody.
Start like a Disney movie.
I had some times where I would like talk to somebody and... Like, I don't think very much of it. Like, I'm just saying hi or, like, being nice. And then for them, it's, like, a big deal. And they told me, like, how much they appreciated it. Like, this one time, there was somebody in my Bible study in San Francisco that, I don't know, like, I just talked to her a bunch. And she just told me how much she appreciated it. Because I guess she was lonely. And then... Another time, I talked to a homeless guy in San Francisco, and I was just, you know, talking to him like a person, and he just, like,
what
really
What do you mean, like,
that.
A person? He was a person?
But that's what he said. He said,
oh,
you're just treating me like a person, like, other people don't do that, so he just, like, really appreciated it.
Remember that time that a homeless person just hugged me randomly? Oh, you were not there.
I don't think I was there.
But I probably called you. That was also in San Francisco. I was waiting for the bus to go to my internship.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just waiting in the bus stop. And this homeless person with, like, the carts and everything mm-hmm. that they always carry around with their junk. just came to me. He say hi and then he hugged me. And I was like, ah, I don't know what to do.
But like in a nice way or in like an aggressive way?
I mean, like in a nice way. And then he said, thank you, bye. And I was like, okay.
I guess that's nice.
I mean, I didn't hug him back, but yeah. Just stood there. But yeah, one of my friends was like, oh my God, what would like be still like showering? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it's not like I wasn't naked.
Yeah.
I was wearing coats and like sweaters because
yeah, San Francisco.
So yeah, at first I was a little freaked out because like, what if these guys like pretending to hug me and stab me?
No, yeah, totally. And people get stabbed a lot in San Francisco, yeah. So it's possible.
But I don't know. I think it's because I did, like, ah! Then he laughed, and then he... I mean, it was, like 5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
But it was interesting, and the guy was happy after that. I was like, okay, well, if maybe he needed a hug.
Yeah.
He needed to hug somebody. Like, you see people at the mall that are, like, free hugs.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
Although, sometimes they're... Those are creepy people that want somebody to touch them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why? You're always ruining everything.
I mean, I do kind of think of, like, the worst case for a lot of things, but...
Like, when they put free stuff outside their people's houses.
And all I imagine is, like, the worst things have happened to these free things.
They pee on top of it.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes people have to get rid of stuff, and it's cheaper just to leave it on the curb.
No, that's true. And I've taken advantage of that stuff. I mean, we had, like, a stool that, like, one of our neighbors was throwing away and stuff.
Us?
Yeah.
Oh, I found it in the trash. Like, the actual trash.
Oh, okay.
I was, like the good Venezuelan in me, the good third world country person in me was like, this is perfectly fine.
This isn't garbage.
Why are people throwing this away? Ugh, Americans. So I took it.
Yeah. It's not just Americans that throw stuff away.
Because there is so much of everything that you throw it away.
Like
you...
Speaking of which, at the cooking class today,
true.
They like serve like a little pizza tray.
For an appetizer before the class starts.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, we didn't know how many other people were going to show up. So we just had like one
so
piece.
So very politely, we only have half a piece.
And... then we like went for like a little shopping break before we ate everything, and we saw that they threw all the pizza that was left in the garbage. And it was like perfectly fine.
I know, it was like they have a kitchen helper there. I saw him grabbing ice cream, like,
yeah.
They could have just given it to him.
Yeah,
I mean, unless maybe the guy was like cheese intolerant. No, because he was eating ice cream. But yeah, I was like, this is so sad. Like, so many people are dying.
And then it's so
in
silly.
In Venezuela, because there is no food.
Well, yeah, not just Venezuela, but that's a good example. And there's the rules around, like, restaurants can't give food to homeless people.
Oh, it's just so dumb. Like, obviously, they're not going to sue people. Like, you're feeding them.
I mean, you say that. It probably happened, and that's why that rule's in place, that...
Oh, it's probably somebody ruining everybody's life.
Yeah, yeah, because apparently restaurants can't because of the food health safety department says, you know, if they get sick from it, then you're liable. So you can't give food out to homeless people.
Oh.
Not even the muffin stems.
That's dumb. Yeah, because I read something that said that a year is like 3 billion tons... of food that's thrown away just in the US.
Yeah.
And it's just like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like they could feed Africa.
Yep.
And it's just so sad.
Yeah. It's pretty silly.
Yeah. I mean, even I do meal prep for the whole week, and sometimes I get too excited and I cook way too much and it goes bad. Like sometimes it doesn't last the whole week. And I feel so bad about throwing it away that it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, I hate it when things go bad. I always try to, like, before I, at least when I lived alone, now that I live with you, you know, we shop for more than just me. But when I lived alone, I would only, like, go shopping when I'm, like, out of food in the house. Because I don't want to, like, keep adding on top of the food that I have, and then some stuff is going to go bad.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what we do. Because we buy a lot of produce, so we need to buy it every 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
But for, like, canned things and, like, things that are canned, like tuna or soup or things like that, we don't buy that often. Yeah. You have them in case of emergency.
Yeah, exactly. I think the one time that we really bought that stuff was when the hurricane came. And we bought, like, tons of it. And then it just lasted for so long.
Yeah, because it's, like, 10 years that's good in the can.
Yeah.
I mean, and, like, you never know when your power is going to go down, or especially living here in Florida with the hurricanes. Like, it's been raining so bad lately, so.
All right. But that's all we have about us today.
Yep. Yeah, so we had a fun weekend, and we encourage you to try cooking classes. And it can be any cooking class. It doesn't have to be at, like, the Store de la Table. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and take your significant other on a date.
Or you can go by yourself.
Or go by yourself, yeah. Learn a new skill, meet some people. It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Well, hopefully you enjoy and let us know.
And now it's time to talk entertainment.
Entertainment in Hollywood.
Ooh, and at home. First, we saw the new release this weekend. Where'd You Go, Bernadette? I believe you had read this book before, right?
This I was based reading. On a book? Yes. So this book was the book I was reading when I first met you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so romantic.
How cute.
How cute.
It's connected our lives from when we met till now.
It became a movie. It was meant to be. But yeah, I was reading this book when I first met you.
Do you remember, like, did the book line up with the movie completely, or did they
change? I don't remember completely. It's been like 5 years.
Yeah.
But
more than five
I do
years.
Remember that.
More than 5 years.
More than 5 years. I do remember that the mom was kind of eccentric, and I don't remember her being an architect. Maybe she was an architect. I don't remember it, like, the Microsoft thing, or, like, she being an architect, but definitely the mom was very eccentric, and the whole story is that she disappears, and her daughter and dad,
Antarctica.
Yeah, they go to Antarctica. But yeah, I think the movie was great. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked
it. I feel identified with the character.
I don't think it's, like, it's not going to win an Oscar, but I liked it a lot.
Cate Blanchett is good.
Yeah. So yeah, it stars Cate Blanchett, Kristen Wiig, Judy Greer, Billy Crudup, Lawrence Fishburne shows up in there. But it's a pretty good movie based on a book. If you want to go out and check out the book, it's also called Where'd You Go, Bernadette?
The book is this rectangular shape. It's kind of like a teal color, and in the
did you just describe a book as a rectangular shape?
Isn't it rectangular?
I mean, yes, but
okay.
Do you think people don't know what books look like?
A book can be square. I've seen several books are square.
Fair. No, that's fair.
I've seen some books are rounded in the corners.
No, true. The kids' books.
See?
You're right. You want to make sure the audience knows what shape
and the
of
cover
book to
has
for.
This little drawing of a lady with, like, a bow cut hair and round sunglasses, which she wears in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, very big sunglasses.
Yeah.
So the tagline, I don't know, what do you call this? The little description for the movie.
The synopsis.
It's not a synopsis because it's only, like, a sentence. Synopsis is, like, the full.
It's just a sentence?
It says, after her anxiety-ridden mother disappears, 15-year-old Bee does everything she can to track her down, discovering her troubled past in the process. Which, I guess it's kind of accurate. But also I don't know if this is spoilers, but she doesn't disappear until, like, halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like the movie was almost over when she disappeared, but.
But that was only, like, 3 days in the movie.
Yeah.
So she disappears pretty quickly once the daughter asks if they can go to Antarctica. It just takes a long time for they to show that.
Okay.
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, it just seems like we spent more time with her not gone than with her gone.
Yeah, well, I think it's because they wanted to portray her like she was insane or like she was crazy. But she wasn't. I mean, she was weird. She was an artist.
So I'm very glad that you said that because I wasn't sure if I was interpreting the movie wrong. I didn't think she was crazy at all.
No, I think they were trying to make her look crazy, but at the end, it's like she just wasn't happy.
She felt like a completely normally adjusted person. She had a great relationship with her daughter.
Oh yeah, so super great.
She didn't like the other moms at the school, but that's because they were bitches. So.
Oh my god, yeah. I will totally be the mom that doesn't like the other moms at school.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with that? If they're being bitchy, then she doesn't have to like them. She doesn't have to get along with them.
Yeah, like, the moms are like, today we're gonna do a bake sale. I'm talking like I already have a kid in school. I don't even have a kid. But, like, that's what I imagine. They'd be like, today we have a bake sale. And you're like, you have to bring something. I'm like, oh, I'll bring my bitch face. No, I'm just kidding. I'll probably be nice. But my inner me is mean. My outside's nice.
Yeah, and there was like one part in the movie where it was supposed to be like, oh wow, she's like totally gone insane, which was her husband found her asleep on like a couch in a pharmacy.
But she just took a Xanax.
And literally, I don't think she even took a Xanax. Because, at least how I interpreted the scene, she had to wait for the pharmacist to, like, get her medicine ready.
Mm.
And she literally was just taking, like, a nap on the couch.
Yeah.
And, I mean, yeah, it's weird, but it's not like...
But she didn't care.
It's not like you're insane just because you don't care about what other people think of you.
Yeah, she's doing her thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Especially because they said that they lived in Seattle. I feel like people in Seattle might be like, kind of... Seem like people in Seattle like granola.
What? Is that your picture of people from Seattle?
I picture people granolas walking around.
Just granola people?
Well, like, they're very, like, healthy and hippie and, like...
Well,
Earth conscious, and they go on hikes.
Granola isn't that healthy.
Okay, exactly, but they're toxic. Really? I don't know. Like, they go on hikes, and, like, everybody has a dog, has a golden retriever, probably. I don't
like
know.
San Francisco?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, like granola. They're very granola.
They're very crunchy people.
I heard that term one time, actually.
No, I know.
Somebody Somebody was moving to Oregon, and they said, everybody's just very granola there. And I'm like, what? I had the same reaction. I was like, okay. How are they granola? And they were like, you know, like, they're like healthy, conscious people.
Okay.
Whatever, like, hello.
But yeah, so they try to portray her as insane, and then they give her like an intervention, and then she runs away.
I know. Well, because it's not even her fault. She's being tricked by this virtual assistant.
Oh yeah, it's like the FBI gets in contact that like somebody's stealing their information because she's been going through a virtual assistant company. Because
yeah. At this point, I mean, her husband is actually really famous. Like they have money. He works for Microsoft, and he's like one of the big geniuses at Microsoft.
Yeah, like he was doing a TED talk in the movie. So.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's interesting. The whole virtual assistant thing was kind of funny. Like, she's just kind of talking to herself, dictating through, like, a little ear headphone thing to, like, send a message to her virtual assistant, Manjula.
Manjula, I think.
And it seems like they have, like, a relationship because she's talking, like, very friendly and, like, making jokes and stuff with Manjula, and she like asks Manjula to do a bunch of stuff, and that stuff all gets done.
Yeah, she gets a bunch of like packages from Amazon.
She gets everything she asked for. She even asked for like a sign to be put up on her property, and somehow the sign gets put up, at some point.
Manjula even got her the really strong meds. Yeah, she just couldn't get them actually out of the pharmacy, but
yeah, she got her a prescription for some like Soviet like psychosis medication or something. And I don't know, it seemed like a really good virtual assistant company.
I know, I told you. I was like, I want a Manjula in my life.
At first I was thinking that we're gonna find out that she's just like talking to herself and Manjula's not real. Or like, because it's also a thing that like she doesn't sleep or barely sleeps.
Yeah.
And I was thinking,
She's a very creative person. So the character, she's a very artistic person. She was actually one of the greatest architects of her time.
Mm-hmm.
But she stopped working after she got married. So she wasn't working for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the husband realized at the end that he didn't let her be who she was.
Mm-hmm.
So she wasn't true to herself, and that's why she was all sad and depressed, because she wasn't who she was meant to be. Until he realized that, and he let her be who she's supposed to be. She's supposed to be an artist doing buildings, and he doesn't let her go, like, I'm gonna divorce you, but he becomes supportive of her ideas, because that's how she was with him when he started all of his Microsoft thing. Like, she was supportive.
Yeah. Yeah, I was confused, though, because, like we were saying, I don't think she seemed insane at any point in the movie. Like, she does weird stuff, but it's not something that I'd be like, that person needs to be in a mental institute.
Yeah, she was just eccentric.
But then, that's why I was thinking, well, she's talking to Manjula all the time and just asking for things. Is this gonna be, like, a psychotic thing? Is she gonna be like, I have multiple personalities, like when I go to sleep I wake up as Manjula and then I do everything that I sent
you made the Manjula movie more complicated than it actually was.
Well, because I was thinking, how is she gonna be like suddenly insane, because she seemed pretty normal,
because she was never insane, she was just sad.
Yeah.
And then we hear the whole story that she had four miscarriages before she actually had her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, this poor lady was just carrying a bunch of sadness in her life. And she's just trying to be tough in life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked her. I wish I was that crazy sometimes.
No, yeah, totally. I thought she was awesome. It's definitely, it just felt weird to me when,
like, everything slides, like, if you're, like, full of butter. I would like that to be my life.
Yeah.
That people talk to me and it just slice. Like a pool of butter.
There's some parts where she clearly had like social anxiety, where there was like somebody who was a fan of her work that like came up to say hi and like was complimenting her, and she was just like, go away.
Yeah.
But I mean, that I think that's somewhat normal, because a lot of people have a hard time taking praise when they don't think that their stuff is like the best it could be.
Yeah. And that happened with artistic people.
Yeah.
You never think your stuff is good. Yeah, she couldn't even watch the video about herself. She didn't even know there was a video about herself, I think. Like, yeah, they were teaching classes about her stuff.
Yeah, I was just super confused when they had the intervention scene and everybody's acting like she's so out of touch with reality. And I was just like, what are you guys talking about? She understands reality better than any of you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought I was taking crazy pills at that point, because the movie was treating it like it's so obvious that she's insane. But to me, it was like, no, she's normal.
Yeah. I really liked it. It was good.
Yeah, I like the character a lot. Like I said, I don't think it's going to win any Oscars, but it's definitely a good, fun movie.
Yeah, and I liked the relationship between the mom and the daughter, and then the mom and the dad too, because they also like their relationship also increased when they're looking for their mom, and she helped her dad understand her mom, because like he knew her as a woman, but not like as a mom, as like her real, like her day-to-day life.
Yeah, and he's been like working on his Microsoft stuff all the time.
Yeah, so I think that's really nice.
Yeah, and it was kind of sweet at the end. There's a thing where the husband gives her, like, a Saint Bernadette thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she had 18 visions, the Saint Bernadette did.
Yes.
And then he said that she had two buildings that she worked on that were, like, all in the news. So he was like, those two are your first two visions. And then her daughter is all 16 of the rest bundled in one. But I thought it was interesting that he, like, realized that in saying that phrase, he totally messed up. Because by saying that all the 16, your other 16 are all bundled in your daughter, that was kind of like, that's it.
Yeah.
You don't get any more visions. So I think he kind of messed up by putting that on her. And it was just like, your daughter's number 3. Now keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was nice. And she did. She, the movie, they showed that she built a research building in the South Pole.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's real.
Yeah, I don't know if that's real.
It looked like the buildings are real. I don't know that.
Yeah, the video looked pretty real.
I don't think Bernadette Fox is a real person.
But like I said, I don't remember the book. I don't want to say because I don't want to be wrong. But I don't remember her being a famous architect like mm-hmm. that. But maybe she wasn't. I don't remember. I don't know. I do remember that she was talking to an assistant all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. I like that part of the movie. I want a virtual assistant now.
I'm kind of your virtual assistant, just that I'm not virtual.
True. You should become virtual.
Aye.
All right. So, on to other things. We also watched Robin Hood Men in Tights. Not a new release, but a first time.
1993.
Yep. Mel Brooks movie. It's
28 years old movie.
26. Yeah.
Pardon my math. I added a number instead of resting.
Resting?
I'm thinking subtracting. Instead of subtracting a number.
Yeah. So we watched Robin Hood Men in Tights. What did you think? It was your first time seeing it.
I mean, it's like all the silliness in the world together.
Yeah, that's a good description. It doesn't take itself seriously at all. No. Everything is a joke.
No, it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really entertaining.
Yeah. I like the Mel Brooks movies. I'm not sure if you've seen any of his other ones. Yeah. Just like very dumb, simple jokes like that. A character named Achu. Or
no, that was called A Sneeze.
Was it?
Yeah, that was called A Sneeze. And then he said, my song is called Achu.
Bless you.
And I'm like, oh my god.
Or just like the character that's blind.
A blink.
Blinken. Yeah. And they just make so many dumb, like, situational.
I mean, there was a character that was from the Middle Eastern and his name was Falafel.
Well, falafel's just a funny word.
So. It doesn't get more racist than that.
Okay.
That they named him Falafel.
But Mel Brooks is very Jewish, so that's fine.
So he ate falafels?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that makes it okay.
That makes it okay.
As long as you eat falafel.
Is he a rabbi?
I don't think he's a real rabbi. Okay. He is in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was funny.
Yeah, Mel Brooks makes a lot of funny movies. He made Spaceballs, I think, which I haven't actually seen. It's like a Star Wars joke movie.
Oh.
A lot of people love it, so we might have to check it out.
Okay, we can watch it tonight.
But yeah, he has a lot of movies that are super funny.
Yeah, I liked it. It was entertaining. I actually fell asleep last night, but I was too tired. But we watched it again this morning, and it was good.
Yeah, and my high school choir performed the Men in Tights song, and we all wore tights.
Of course, they're the Men in Tights.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, it was funny. It was entertaining. Never watch it.
And we watched it on Hulu. I'm not sure if it's available anywhere else, but it's on Hulu.
Okay.
We also tried to watch Cloud Atlas.
Oh, which true.
I just wanted to bring it up because it was a very weird experience. I think I watched the first 2 hours of it, And it's just very weird. Because it's, like, the same, like, four or five actors in, like, six different periods of history.
Is it, like, reincarnation?
I think they talk about, like, past lives a little bit in there. So I'm not sure if it's supposed to be like that. Again, I haven't gotten to the end to see, like, what the thing is.
And it's with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks. But there's just a lot of weird stuff. Halle Berry's in it.
Oh, true, Halle Berry.
You're Across the Universe guy that you like.
Gene Sturgis. His name is Gene.
Yeah. So, it's a weird movie. I thought it was interesting. I kind of want to finish it, but it's just super weird. Yeah. Like, they're one of the stories...
I fell asleep after 10 minutes.
One of the stories that's going on at one point is like a movie in another one of the stories.
Mm.
That, like, there's an actor playing the story that's happening alongside this story.
Interesting.
It's just very confusing.
Yeah.
I think it might even, like, they're trying too hard with it at some points. But it's definitely interesting.
Well, you can watch it again. Give it
a try. I feel like my mind has expanded in ways I didn't know possible watching it.
That's good.
But I also don't know if I wanted it to expand in those ways because I might be going insane now.
That's not good.
Just like some of it, like there's the futuristic, like post-apocalypse storyline where they all talk really weird. That's just very confusing. And then Tom Hanks is seeing like the ghost. What's the actor's name that played Agent Smith in The Matrix?
The black guy?
No.
No.
That's Lawrence Fishburne. He plays like the head elf in the Lord of the Rings series. He plays Red Skull in...
Wait, you're asking the wrong person.
Okay. Well, anyways, that guy is like the bad guy in every storyline.
Mm.
But it's so weird. Anyways, moving on.
Yeah.
What else have you been watching this week, babe?
So I finish. I finish. I.
It's all right. You can do it.
I finished watching Jane the Virgin.
And so how was it?
Season 5, and it was the season finale. Sadly, it was 100 episodes. It was very cute. It was called Happily Ever After.
Aww.
Because the whole, like, Jane the Virgin. So, Jane the Virgin, it's a CW show, and you can watch it on Netflix.
Is it on Hulu, too? I know we used to watch it on Hulu.
I think Hulu took it out, and now it's on Netflix.
Oh, no, I think you're... Yeah, I think CW took their stuff off.
Yeah.
Hulu.
So, Jane the Virgin, for people that don't know. People that they don't know, it's based on a very famous Venezuelan telenovela, soap opera, which it was called Juana la Virgen, which is now Jane the Virgin. But I think it's, I mean, it's not like the actual telenovela.
It like makes fun of it.
Kind of. I mean, they still talk about like the abuela is from Venezuela, so the grandma is from Venezuela, and like they eat arepas and all of that. But that's about it. And like Jane was a virgin, she got artificially inseminated. But yeah, it's really cute. I love those kind of shows that are like romantic and silly.
Yeah. Yeah. At the same time, they're like everything is funny, but they also have like a romance storyline going on.
Yeah, and the show stars Gina Rodriguez, which is she's really good. I like her. So yeah, it ended. It was sad, but it was happy. So we learned that actually her kid that she had when she was artificially inseminated, throughout the show, there is a narrator that's like, it's a voiceover actor, right? Like he's just narrating the story like if he was reading a book. And Jane was a writer, so she was writing, she wrote two novels about her life. So we found out that actually her son, Mateo, is the one that's reading the story. So he's the voiceover actor. which is sweet because he's reading his mom's book. I really like that show. If you haven't watched it, you should watch it. Do you like it?
Yeah, I like Jane the Virgin a lot. It's definitely like
it's kind of like Pushing Daisies.
Kind of. I enjoy the fantasy aspect of that show more. I get a little bored with shows that
like the whole fantasy thing of like the drug lore. Is this lady that can just change faces like...
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of felt like the whole bad guy in this show was kind of... I don't know. It felt silly.
It is silly.
Yeah.
It's a telenovela.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And somebody gets amnesia. That's a basic telenovela thing. Like, somebody has to have amnesia.
There has to be twins.
There have to be twins. There has to be a evil mom. There has to be... the lady that she's poor, but at the end she marries the rich guy. But yeah. Those are the basic ingredients for a great telenovela.
Well, I guess this was really my first telenovela.
Yeah.
Unless one of the other TV shows could have counted, but...
No. This is your first telenovela, babe. You were Trevor the Virgin.
I didn't watch every episode, but I watched most of it, and it was good.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, so now the show ended, but if you want to watch it, there is 100 episodes available in Netflix. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you said availables.
Available. Available.
And that's all we have for entertainment today.
This week we're brought to you by Hairless Wigs.
Hairless Wigs? What's that?
Have you ever worried that you're going to go bald? Do you want to see what you'd look like? Try Hairless Wigs. And go bald right now. See future you. Now.
Add that to your face app.
Time for some news. Today, we have three items on the Trevor and Ava report.
Item number one
is alligators in Florida. Not something that's uncommon, but Ava, what have we seen recently happening with the alligators?
The alligators are swimming across the road. How are they swimming on the road? We thought it was a typo in the news headline. Yeah. So, Central Florida, it's having a lot of floating. Floating?
Floating alligators. But they're also having flooding.
They're having a lot of floodings, and everything is floating. This is such a sad news. So, with all of this heavy rain, Central Florida has no way for the water to... go away, so obviously floating's come into the picture, and the alligators are just randomly swimming in the middle of the roads because it's like an extension of their pond, yeah, to be honest. So I think this particular news was from Jacksonville. It happened in Jacksonville. So this guy was driving in the road, and then he next to him was just a full-grown alligator just swimming in the middle of the road. So, yeah. And they're also climbing fences, too. And maybe it's because of the same, because of, like, it's floating and there might be things that they might crash into it. So they're also climbing fences and just getting into people's houses.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw, like, some lady had alligators in her swimming pool.
They're like, we like this water better.
Maybe it was heated. Ooh. But yeah, so there's alligators everywhere. Somebody said there was alligators in like a pond right where her kids were playing.
We saw one. We saw the head of one when we were going on a walk the other day.
Yeah, we like walk on this, it's a linear park next to like a waterway.
It is called Linear Park, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a given name for the park.
And there's, like, a waterway next to the path, and we've we saw an alligator in there. And, you know, it's not uncommon to have alligators in Florida, but they're just everywhere right now.
Yeah, it's spooky.
I've, one time when I lived in Orlando and I was driving down to Fort Myers, I almost ran into an alligator that was trying to cross the road.
Was it swimming?
It wasn't swimming. It was dry. But it was huge. It was like the whole width of the lane.
Wow.
Yeah, it was giant.
Is that like 8 feet?
I'm not sure. 10 feet? But it was gigantic.
That's like a, that's a crocodile, babe.
Well, you know, whatever. One of those scaly things.
Because an alligator is smaller. Crocodiles, like the dinosaur ones.
Yeah, yeah, it was giant.
Oh, wow.
But it was cool. Nobody crashed, so it was fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, it might be cool until somebody starts scratching. And be, no, no, no.
Yeah, yeah, I saw the guy in front of me, like, slow down and, like, swerve into the other lane. And then I was like, whoa, what's happening? And there's a giant crocodile.
So everybody just stopped and waited for the crocodile?
Yep.
To cross the road. It's like the joke that said, why did the chicken cross the street? You don't know that joke?
Why?
Oh, I don't know. There is no answer, I think.
Well, there's a lot of answers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
To get to the other side.
Okay. Reasonable answer.
I don't know. I feel like there's lots of answers.
You're just lying to me. You're trying to make me look bad. There is the other one that... Okay, so then, like, what did the crocodile cross the street?
Why?
So he wouldn't become a shoe.
He was running away from the shoe factory?
Yeah.
That's like crocodile activism.
Yeah. Save the crocodiles. I'm gonna become a person that loves animals. I already love animals.
I was
animals.
Gonna say, become a person that loves animals. You like animals.
First, I have to become a person. Once I achieve that, I will start loving animals.
It's a step-by-step process.
I'm gonna become a... Oh, I have some news.
What's your news?
That I'm gonna become an animal activist. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if I have the energy for it. I would probably, like, yell at people too much.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I wish people would treat animals better, but it is weird. Like, there's the... Like, recently in New York, they outlawed declawing people. Or
cats. Oh my god. Sorry. Imagine Cardi B. Cardi B won't be able to have those nails. Right, oh no, she will be able to have them.
Ava was making faces and distracted me. In New York, they outlawed declawing cats. Not people.
Well, they can do it if it was people, because, like, all of the celebrities, they have those huge nails that I don't know how they do anything in their life.
And so, yeah, they outlawed declawing cats, but I still find, like, from a moral perspective, it's weird because, like, we neuter them. So
they don't know how to do it themselves.
What? Do you know what neutering is?
No, I thought it was, like, nurturing.
No.
Oh.
Neutering is taking away their genitals.
Oh, amor!
So they can't have babies.
You're mutilating.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That it's like we neuter and spay lots of cats, right? And I assume they still do this in New York. Like, that's the thing that the Bob Barker guy on The Price is Right always said. Get your cats spayed and neutered. And
why?
So they don't have, like, all kinds of cats that need to be adopted running around.
Was he a cat activist?
I think he... Did they work with, like, the ASPCA or something? Some organization. Mm. The Humane Society or something that wanted to make less orphan animals.
Okay.
I just think it's weird that we, like, encourage and do the spaying and neutering, but then, like, declawing is, like, a step too far. That's inhumane.
But this world is crazy. Like, people have to chill. People have to take a chill pill.
Mm-hmm.
Is there such thing as a chill pill?
Yeah, isn't there something that makes your anxiety go away?
People say the CBD oil.
The Xanax?
So. Oh, but that's like a super chill pill. Like, you don't want to do
exactly.
that.
Yeah, exactly. That's a real chill pill.
Yeah, that's like.
Or the. What was. There was one in. You're watching Sex and the City. And there was like a guy who used to be like very like energetic and horny and stuff. And then he started taking a pill. And then he was really boring.
Oh, I don't remember.
And it was, I he don't might know just if it be was, taking like, Valium or something.
Or antidepressants.
It was something like that. That. He just got very boring, and Samantha was like, oh, you're so boring now.
I don't remember any of that. Maybe you were watching the show.
Well, I was watching the show. I never watched that show without you there, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
But moving on.
Moving on from the cats on
oh,
the...
Oh, one
on
more
the
thing.
One
more thing about the alligators crossing roads. This would make a beautiful mobile game. We had Crossy Road, and we could just turn that into Alligator Crossing.
No, it'd be like Crocs.
Croc-a-cross?
Croc-a-cross. If you copy that, we'll know.
Just put us in the credits, it's fine.
Put our face in the credits. In the crocodile's credits. But like, how will you play it? Like, you're driving and you have to skip the crocodile?
No. You'd be the crocodile.
Oh, okay.
Trying to cross the road with all the cars and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there'd be like small children that you have to eat while you cross the road.
That sounds terrible.
Maybe.
I won't buy your game.
Well.
Okay. Well.
I'm sure I'll find a market.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
All right. Item number 2 on the Trevor and Ava report.
Mm-hmm.
There was a recent study that showed parents are happier than non-parents, but only after the kids move out.
So after 18 years, they are happy?
Yeah. So they did a study that they looked at parents who were like later in life, or just people in general who were later in life, and compared parents to non-parents. And they found that parents are happier after kids are gone. But in other studies where they compared while the kids were still at home, the parents were less happy.
Well, like if I have a 26-year-old still living in my house, I wouldn't be happy either.
Well, that's true, but...
Okay. What are we talking about? Like 10 years old? Or like older person? Like the parents are not happy with that, like a little kid or like a grown-up?
Yeah. So the parents are unhappy while they have like teenagers and young kids.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, they're like a source of stress. And
I think it's just stress if you let it become a stress. Because I feel like nowadays people, first I think it's really important that, I know, like people get married or like if you decide to have a child together, like even if you're not married. But I think it's important to give yourself and your partner some time to enjoy, just like the two of you, because I mean the kids will come eventually, but I think it's important because if you start having kids right away, it's like, oh, what did I get myself into? I feel like it's like that,
and that's where we are right now.
So I feel like maybe once their kids leave and they're like they're by themselves again, it's almost like reviving that flame. You know, like, oh, it's just the two of us again. Like, we're reconnecting again. So, they're happy.
But they also said that one of the factors is that the kids that they raised that are out of the house now, they're no longer, like, a source of stress for them. Now it's, like, a social relationship where, like, they get to hang out with their kids or, you know, they're just other adults that they are related to and spend time with. And then, of course, there's, you know, kids can help take care of, like, older parents.
Yeah. I don't know. But I also feel like parents nowadays, you're like, they also need a chill pill. Because it's like, they're raising these kids, like, in a bubble and like, oh, nothing can hurt my kid. And my kid's going to be the next president of the world. My kid's going to be amazing. And it's like, no, let your kid suffer. Let your kid be. Let your kid fall down. It's going to stand up eventually. And it's going to learn lessons. Because I feel like all of these kids that people are raising are going to be useless.
Yeah.
completely useless. Yeah, they will know how to use an iPhone. They will know how to use iPads. They will know how to use all the technology in the world. But they won't be able to do anything by themselves. Well, maybe they will invent things to do things for them, I guess. But I feel like, I don't know. Parents are, like, giving, like, 300% of their time when it should be, like, maybe... Like, it should be a 50-50 because you still have to remember your partner. Because, like, at the end of the day, it's that your kids will eventually grow up and then it's just going to be you and your partner again.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree that kids are coddled too much these days.
And if you, like, raise your voice or tell your kids something and, like, somebody sees that in public, it's like, are you the mother of this child? And, like, I mean, if somebody ever tells me that, if I have a kid, I'd be like, yes, I'm the mother. And, like, my parents, like, raised me up with a lot of discipline. And, like, they will, like, spank me and everything. And I feel like I grew up fine. Like, I have a job. I have a career. Get a master's. Live by myself in a different country, different language.
You're not by yourself.
Well, I used to be by myself. For more, I mean, for probably 6 years.
Yeah, the whole time you were in college, you were
by yourself. Yeah, I was 6 years, I was all by myself. So, I don't know, I think... I mean, I can't say anything because we don't have kids, so obviously I don't know how will be as a mom. I obviously probably will be very protective, but I think it's important to let them explore and like
make mistakes.
That's the, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. I think it's important because you will teach them valuable things that they won't even learn that in college. I mean, there is so many things that humans that we learn that we don't even need to go to school. Know that I'm encouraging people not to go to school, because it is important, because you'll learn other skills, but the school of life teaches you different things.
Yeah, I agree that, like, if you raise your kid protecting them from everything, then once they're in the real world, or even just, like, in school where there's bullies and kids that are going to make fun of them or whatever else, then they're going to be, like, dying because they're like, what is this world that we live in?
Yeah, I think in our case I will be the bully in our house.
You're gonna be the bully?
Well, for me, like, bullying, it's normal. Like, in my, like, in Venezuela there is no bull. Of course there
oh,
is
like making
some,
fun.
Yeah, of course there is some cases that are like, okay, this is bullying. But most of the cases it's just like people laughing and like making fun of you and you're like, go with it, or you just ignore it.
That's not bullying. When I say bullying, I mean like purposefully making them feel bad and cry and hurt them. And
but they
making fun is normal.
They only get to make you feel bad if you let them. I mean, unless they're physically hurting you.
Yeah,
then that's a different level. Like if they're like putting my head inside the toilet, okay, that's a different thing,
which people do.
But if they're just like, ha ha ha, Eva, you have a belly, and it's like, so what? Come punch me in my belly. Are you afraid to have kids?
Maybe.
No. I think it's important to be tough.
Well,
tough love.
I mean, they don't have to, like, start fights.
No, okay. I didn't say to start a fight. When did I say that they can start a fight?
Well, you told them to... You said they were going to tell somebody else to come punch them.
Oh. Well, yeah, because it's like... Because then if you're like, me, I'm going to tell my teacher.
I mean, yeah,
then they start bawling. I will be the first one to start bawling them.
Oh, no, I don't know. I kind of like the idea of telling the teacher, because then you've taught them to respect an authority and go through the proper channels to deal with issues that come up. Am I a nerd?
Yes.
Okay, well.
I mean, I think they can tell the teacher. It's fine to tell the teacher. Obviously, that's what the teacher is there for. But, and like, hopefully they tell the parents too, because they will be like grown-ups in both. But I think it depends on the level of the bully, you know?
Yeah.
Because if it's just like something silly, I don't think there is... I don't think you should take it to a grown-up.
No, I agree.
Yeah, because then it's going to evolve into something bigger.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a child psychiatrist. How do you call those things?
Child psychologist, yeah.
That's a, those things. A child psychologist. I don't know. Just like, I don't know. Kids nowadays, they're like so sensitive. And, like, everybody has problems already. And like, everybody has to go to a psychiatrist and to a psychologist to discover themselves. And it's like, oh, why?
Yeah, and I feel like...
It's just obviously a way for you to spend more money.
Well, you know, like, the whole thing with this Netflix show that... Is it 13 Reasons Why? The one that's, like, about suicide?
Oh, yeah. People were actually killing themselves.
Yeah, and then it like, increased suicide rates.
Yeah.
I think there's something... that, like, people are introduced to ideas through, like, media and television and stuff that, you know, they wouldn't necessarily... It wouldn't be an issue if it wasn't presented to them as an issue. Mm. So, kind of like... just, like, the personal issues that are going on in their lives. They're like, oh, well, this sucks, but it's not, like, that big a deal. And then they're presented... this like popular media that says, oh, it's a huge issue and like these people are killing themselves over it, they're like, wow,
yeah,
now this is like a big issue for me. So I think there is something about like the media that we're exposed to that affects us, at least in like bringing some of these ideas to the forefront of our minds.
Yes, I think it's just too much. It's just too many things out there, and like it's just kind of poisoning our heads.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of extremist to say like they're poisoning our heads, but I mean, kind of feels that way because people is taking this information to the wrong way instead of just being like a show and entertainment. Like they're actually analyzing it and like being part of it, and yeah. Some people might really feel connected to it because that might be happening in their life, but some people are just too dramatic.
Yeah, I think it even kind of connects with how like all the shootings are going on, because if there weren't so many shootings, I think like a bunch of these people wouldn't do the shootings because it's not like a thing that happens. It's not like an idea that they have. Except now that, like...
Well, it also helps you reinforce your ideas.
Because other people are doing it.
Other people are doing it, so I'm not the only one crazy that's doing this. Or yeah. I'm not the only one that thinks this way.
Yeah. I'm not the only one doing shootings. I'm not the only one...
Put them all together in a cell.
I'm not the only one, like, friends. Committing suicide. Yeah.
I know. It is tough, too.
So, I know we went on a bit of a depressing tangent there. But getting back to the study... I'm looking forward to having kids and having them out of the house because I think that'll be fun to like have these functioning adults that are like ours that we can like hang out with and not have to care for.
You still have to care for them.
Well, like emotionally, but you don't have to like pay for everything.
I guess.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Until they get married.
Well, then you have to pay for everything after they're married?
No, until they're married. Until they get married.
You don't have to pay for everything. They get a job.
But you have to pay for the wedding.
Yeah.
If it's a girl.
Well, that's the tradition, at least, yeah.
Or if it's a boy. If it's gonna be my baby boy, I won't let him marry anybody.
Okay.
Just a princess.
Is he gonna become a priest?
Yes.
Okay.
No, just have to be a lady that passes all the tests,
all the Disney princess tests.
I don't want no Disney princess.
Okay.
It has to be an independent woman. Tough.
You want like a businesswoman,
but also that she takes care of him.
Okay, so not like a lawyer or a doctor because they work too much.
Unless my son is a doctor, too. Then they understand each other. Then we'll be a good couple.
But then they don't have time to spend together.
Maybe they can open a practitioner with together. A practice together.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm, see?
It's possible.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Item number 3 on the Trevor and Ava report. There's been some controversy over the remake of Mulan, the main character actress.
Why?
So
she's not Chinese enough?
No, she is Chinese.
Okay.
And, well, actually, she's a naturalized U.S. citizen.
Okay.
But she's a Chinese actress. She's made lots of Chinese movies. She's had some controversies recently. I believe there was... I don't know if this was her or another Chinese model, but there was, like, a controversy over calling Hong Kong, like, a separate country. Because, you know, China, they claim that Hong Kong and Taiwan and, is it Taipei or something, are all, like, under China.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that claims otherwise, China gets mad at. And then she tweeted on the Chinese Twitter, which is, like, Weibo or something, Weibo. She sent a message on that saying that she supports the Hong Kong police.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if anybody's been paying attention to the Hong Kong protests, there's been, like, lots of riot police that were brought into Hong Kong in military vehicles. And pretty much everyone agrees that these are, like, just military people dressed up like police. That have been just, like, beating up all the protesters.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Is there a right to protest?
Well, I mean, in our culture, it's the right. But in China's culture, it might not necessarily be, like, a citizen's right.
Yeah, it's like in Venezuela.
Yeah, where they're like, nope, you're going to prison now.
Yeah.
Interestingly, I think Jason Momoa was sent to prison because he was, like, protesting somebody building on a Hawaiian sacred land or some structure or something.
Oh.
There was pictures of him being arrested.
Oh, my God.
But he was, like, posing, like, smiling with the police. So.
Interesting.
But, yeah, so the Mulan character, or the Mulan actress, other countries are starting to potentially boycott the movie because of her support of the Hong Kong police. We saw a lot of people out of Korea saying that they're not going to support the movie at all.
Yeah. Her name is Louis Yifei.
Louis Yifei?
Yifei. Mm-hmm. Louis Yifei. I was gonna read her name is Fa Mulan.
She's become the character.
Yeah, her name is Louis. Liu. Sorry.
Louis Yifei?
Liu.
Liu. Yeah, it's Liu.
Liu?
Yeah.
Okay. Louis Yifei.
But yeah, so we'll see how that goes. I mean, I think it's great what's happening in Hong Kong, that people are, like, standing up, and so many people are standing up for, like, they want democracy. Because it's been, like, a month since this started, but there's been people just packing the streets, and, like, the airport was closed because they were occupying it. Obviously, it's inconvenient for all the business owners, and, like, I'm sorry to those business owners, but this is, like, what they have to do to... like, get what they want, then that's what has to happen. And I'm not saying that I don't support the Hong Kong police. Like, I don't want any police force to necessarily, like, be, like, put down.
What does boycott mean?
Like, they won't buy it.
Oh, people is tweeting the hashtag, boycott Mulan.
Yeah. Yeah, so boycotting is, like, where we refuse to go see it. We refuse to spend money on it. So they're trying to just, like, impact the sales because of what she tweeted.
Hmm. Well.
Which is fair. I mean, if you're going to make a political statement, the best way to do it is by not giving people money.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hopefully things get better in Hong Kong.
Yeah. But I think it's good that there's so many people engaged in it. Because even if you see... I feel like the U.S. is, like, pretty political.
Mm-hmm.
And even like the protests and stuff here don't get nearly as much. Maybe the issues aren't as big, but like you don't see the streets packed like they are in Hong Kong right now for anything. Yeah,
well, I think it's different because Hong Kong, even though it's a city with lots of money and people have they're very successful, there is also a lot of people that's being
taken advantage of.
I mean, taken advantage of and being undermined. Because they're just workers for like these big factories, right? Yeah. So they're being not paid very well. They basically have to live in the factory. So I think those might be the people that are.
There's a big class separation where it's like all the rich like investor business owner people.
Yeah.
And then there's the workers.
Yeah. So yeah. I think those are the people that are obviously mad at the government, and I think that's why that doesn't happen here in the U.S. because. There is people here that have money issues, right? But it's never to that extreme because the government still kind of helps them a lot. And I think because there is not that many,
they can still
help them out.
We definitely have like poor people, but
yeah, we have the homeless and everything.
It's less of a separation. There's a middle class.
Yeah,
but it sounds like in Hong Kong, there's like no middle class. Mm-mm. It's like you're either super rich or super poor.
Yeah, the middle class disappeared completely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that I would think the U.S. is kind of scary, too, because a lot of things are made in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And if people stop working, all of the things that come to the U.S. are going to be stuck.
Yeah.
Over there, or even the port. The port is going to be closed.
Yeah. I'm more concerned about the China tariffs that Trump wants to make, but... Because that's going to make all my video games more expensive.
Yeah, everybody has their own personal matters.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the Trump tariffs is it's just going to make everything more expensive for everybody.
For everybody. I mean, all the clothes.
Yeah. And his idea is that it's going to force the companies to, like, move factories to the U.S. But it's not.
Does he think that's going to happen in the blink of an eye? I mean, if they do, that's going to take so long.
Yeah. It's just going
to
make
everything cost more for us. There is so many regulations to do, like, just like a clothing factory. There is so many, I mean, especially here, like, why they have those factories in China? Because they don't pay attention to all, like, the regulations
yeah.
of the health codes and all of that. Here, it'd be like, oh, no, you cannot go downstairs if you're not wearing your goggles. Oh, no, you need this. Oh, you need that. Oh, we cannot open a decomposition thing here because it's going to kill all of the fishes around our lake. So that will never happen here.
Yeah.
Or they will have to close an eye and just like look at things with one eye and the other one is closed because they won't be able to do it.
Yeah, it's going to just cost like 5 times as much if they come here. And I think there was, I don't remember the company, but I think there was a company that like Trump was... like forcing to move factories back to the U.S. or something that they had factories in Mexico. And okay, I don't know, I feel like I might be misquoting this, but I think they just like closed the factory and like went out of business instead. And there was another one that they were given money to create jobs in the U.S. and they used the money to open another factory in Mexico. So, yeah, I don't know that any of these strategies have worked or will work. But, yeah, it's just going to cost more for us at the end of the day.
And it's going to put a lot of factories out of business.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
And, I mean, there are some companies that are opening factories. Like, near my hometown, they're opening a Foxconn factory where they're making, like, 8K screens, like, for TVs and stuff. So, there is factories opening up here. It's just, that's not the most efficient way to spend money if you're trying to make money as a company.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know.
But that's all today for the Trevor and Ava.
No, I have one more news.
Item number four. On the Trevor and Ava report.
So, my last news is about Venezuela. And these people are doing a good job of helping out poor kids in Caracas. so which is the capital of Venezuela, and it will be one of the cities with the most poverty in the whole country. And they're in this specifically in the like the bad area, which is Petare. They started a mission of you don't adopt a kid, you sponsor a kid. So they already had this mission before, that they were giving the kids school backpacks and shoes and uniforms for them to be able to go to school. So they're still keeping that, and they're called Salvavidas Venezuela. And now they open this other program that everybody can just like go online and you can sponsor a kid. So you just sign up, and it's just $28 a month. I mean, that's like nothing for people that live here in the U.S. And if you already have like, I mean, I don't know, $28 is probably like a meal out.
Yeah.
And it's just $28 a month. And you're trying to put into perspective like how much you're giving up, but it's, which you're not giving up that much. And it's gonna feed a kid for a whole month. So you just sign up online, everything is good, like it's secure and everything, that you can even pay through PayPal if you don't trust them, because with PayPal like they can investigate things. So you just sign up, pay your $28 a month, and they assign a kid for you. You can sponsor as many kids as you want. You can do one, you can do five, you can do 20, and they give you, they randomly pick for you. I got a little girl, she's 11 years old, and they give you a little profile about her, and there is a little video, and they, every month they update you, they give you updates about her life or his life. And I don't know, I think it's kind of nice because it's just, it's not that much, and you're just feeding people, like you're feeding this kid and helping them go to school. Like, it's just crazy what you can do with just $28. And the website is, do you want to spell it out? It's called, and the website is in English too, if you like want to do it. I mean, you don't speak Spanish. It's called Salvavidas, VZLA, which is the abbreviation for Venezuela.
VZLA?
Yeah. .org. So let's spell it out, babe.
Okay. It's SalvavidasVZLA.org. SalvavidasVZLA.org.
Yeah, and we can add the link to the to our podcast. I mean, they're not sponsoring anything, or I just think it's a good thing for to help. I mean,
yeah,
we can help in any way we can, and
because, you know, I always have the thing where, like, if I see somebody wasting food, I immediately think, like, oh, that's food that, like, a starving children could be eating.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's not, like, a feasible way to send, like, scraps of food to starving kids. But you can kind of pay it forward if you have a comfortable life to, like, help these kids.
And I believe what they do in there, it's not like these $28 are going to go directly. This is what I believe they're doing. Because, I mean, it doesn't make sense that if they're giving them that money to the kids. I think what they're doing, because all of this is based in Miami, with that money, they buy them things and then they send boxes back home so they can feed the family, well, the kid. But, yeah. So, this is basically, like, well, the kind of format they were trying to copy is the one from St. Jude, because for St. Jude you can sponsor a kid and you can, it can become like your, you can become a godfather for a kid. So that's kind of how they're doing it. And these is our like very trusty people that they're not gonna like steal your credit card information. But yeah, I don't know, I think it's a good thing that people is trying to help in any way they can, because I mean those kids are the future of the nation.
And that's it for the Trevor and Ava Report. Thanks again for listening to Trevor and Ava Save the World. We hope you enjoyed episode 6.
Thank you for listening, and remember to save the world in any way you can. Bye.